And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Reimer, and I'd like to talk with you briefly about visitors and history here in Chapel Hill. Do you know why there's a bridge named James Taylor over Bowen Creek? Do you know why and how many of the buildings at UNC got their names? Do you even know where the North Carolina Symphony got started and by whom? Probably not. But Chapel Hill used to have a museum in the late 90s until the late 2000s where all of these questions were answered. Many citizens of Chapel Hill were disappointed when the town decided it could no longer afford a museum and closed it for lack of funds. We now have a unique opportunity to open a new museum in the old town hall, which until recently was used as the men's shelter. Conversations are already underway by our town council as it discusses proposals for the use of the empty building. Consider what an ideal location this would be. It is in the center of town, visible and easily accessible with parking on site and parking across the street. It's actually listed on the Registry of Historic Buildings. Much of Chapel Hill's past has occurred there. It housed an Orange County court and the fire department on the first floor. Our local jail actually was down in the basement and is where our first homeless people slept behind bars. The building itself is actually a museum piece. Consideration is also being given to moving the Orange County Visitor Center there. This wonderful old brick building could house both. With such a central location, more visitors would go to the Visitor Center. As a matter of fact, do you even know where the current Visitor Center is located on West Franklin Street? Probably not. The parents of 25,000 students at UNC would more easily find it and also enjoy discovering a museum right under the same roof. The university should be a significant part of this effort because our history as a town started out with the university. There was no town gown. Chapel Hill was actually a company town. The university provided the utilities and a lot of other services. The museum would allow us to showcase how town and gown grew together. I hope that the Chapel Hill citizens, the mayor and town council, will demonstrate that we value our history by moving forward on this proposal in a formal memorandum of understanding. We need to look at this space to preserving a local history for all of us to see. Let's join hands again and celebrate what we can do together. And what a better way to utilize such a historic building than to use it for a visitor center and museum. Thanks for listening. This is Alan Reimer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.